Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, William.
Hi, William. This is Honey. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. What was your name?
Oh, it's Honey.
That's a good name. I thought you said Money. I was like, that's a good name, too.
Thank you for that. So, yes, I am your account manager here at Local Splash. So, basically, I'll be your main point of contact moving forward. My role here is to go ahead and make sure that everything is running smoothly with your marketing campaign. So this is basically from setup to strategy to fulfillment and, of course, the ongoing updates. So think of me as your go-to person for anything that's related here at Local Splash here on your account. Now, you can go ahead and reach me by calling this number. It goes directly to me. Now, if ever I am unreachable, please shoot me a text. I get it right away so I can contact you back as soon as I am available, okay?
So the number that we're talking on right now that she called from is the number, that's how I get in touch with you?
Yes, 877-635-6225.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Do you have, any questions for me at the moment?
Just really with the the paper leads, the main question I was asking her was, y'all's number goes on our website for when clients call us through the website, it'll go through y'all's number and then rings on our end through our number. But my main thing was is how do y'all keep up with the paper leads? So say Susie Q down the road gets told by her neighbor to call Dirty Ducks and she calls in she goes to the website, clicks, needs a quote, or she calls y'all's number. Do we get charged for that? The $48 potentially charged for that being that she was going to call us anyway and or go through our website and get a quote anyway? Do you know?
I see. Okay. Now, if the customer actually contacts you from your ads campaign, from the paper lead, you are going to be charged. But if, for example, they search for you, they found you, they did not contact you from the paper lead, but instead went ahead and went to your website and then contact you there, then you will not be charged.
And the paper leads is like whatever campaigns y'all do for the Facebook or Yelp or any of that. And if they contact from any of that, I guess that y'all created for them to be able to click on, that's where the paper leads I would be charged from. But it's just if I get 100 people next month to go on there and hit needs quote on the website or calls through y'all's number from our website, we're not charged, correct?
Yes, that is correct. So you only get charged only when they actually click the actual ad, the paper lead ad. And then when they click that one and contact you, that is the time that you get charged. Like they call you from there or they send you a message from there.
Okay, honey. I think that William have this question because since he already has an existing website, I was suggesting him to add the call tracking number to his website. But he was explaining to me that he is getting a lot of leads from his existing website and he doesn't want to be charged for he doesn't want us to charge for the leads if he's getting them from the website. I think that's the reason that the question came up.
He was asking, I see. Now, William, all the leads that will actually come into your website, you don't get charged for it. Now, the reason why we want you to put in the call tracking number, you don't have to delete your number if you're not comfortable to, but the reason why we suggest putting the call tracking number is that we want consistency of your information all across platforms. That means whatever listing or online listing you have, you need to have the call tracking number there because Google actually likes it when a business has the same information all across the online. Like they don't want it, like for example, on your website you have a different phone number and then on the Google listing you have a different number. That actually affects your ranking and visibility. So since we are handling your SEO, so we'll be managing your Google listing, we will be putting the call tracking number there. So we need all the listings to be updated as well. You can just add the call tracking number on your website if you still want to go ahead and make sure that the original number is there. So it's totally fine.
Okay. Yeah, so we could have both numbers, but I get what you're saying. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
All right, perfect.
But on like Google, you're saying on Google, you kind of, like you were saying, all through all of the social medias, especially Google, you like to have the same thing that's on all the other social medias and stuff, correct?
Yes, that is correct, William. That means your Facebook page, we will go ahead and manage that as well. We'll put the call tracking number there.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I get it. But I think you answered the question. I'm sorry. I think you answered the question on if they have to go through whatever y'all are marketing and doing. But like if they just click on if their neighbor tells them to go to Dirty Ducks and they go to the website and they call us from y'all's number or hit request a quote, we're not charged the 48. It's only if they go through whatever y'all are marketing.
Yes, only for the Google verified campaign. That is, if they go there, that's the only time you get charged. But for other, like, for example, website, Google listing, you don't get charged for the lead for that.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much, William. Just to make sure before I let you go, do you have any other questions or any clarifications?
No, I think that's, I think you did perfect, and I'm definitely excited about all of this to get more business out of this. The first time that I've done any marketing like this, or so I'm new with all of it. So if I ask you 1,000 questions, that's the way I am. I like to know everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, no problem with that. You know what? I always like it when our clients are always asking. So that means you are interested and you are cooperative. So that's our main goal, right? To go ahead and give you leads. So this is something that you and I will be collaborating and talking more often. So that to make sure that we are going to be running the campaign smoothly and we get to send you leads.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, William. So I think it for me. Yeah. Thank you so much, Natalie. I hope you both have a wonderful day. And I will be touch basing with you, William, in the coming days because I'll be monitoring your account. Whatever is pending, I'll be calling you back. All right?
Yes, ma'am. You're awesome. You can call me anytime, honey.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, William. So I am going to let Honey help us with those questions, and now everything is clear. So now that we have the answer, William, would you like to go ahead and add the call tracking number, or would you like me to not add it? The call tracking voice greeting. My apologies.
You're talking about the click one or two thing?
Exactly, the call tracking voice greeting, exactly.
And then she thought that was a good idea.